Robert Higgs gives us historical instances wherein he argues American presidents lied in order to lead us into war.
When American presidents prepare for foreign wars, they lie. Surveying our history, we see a clear pattern. Presidents have misled the public repeatedly about their motives and their intentions in going to war. After the United States seized the Philippines from Spain in 1898, President William McKinley claimed that he had heard the voice of God, and there was nothing left for us to do but take them all and educate the Filipinos and uplift and Christianize them. But this official rationale had nothing to do with the real motives, which sprang from the ambitions of influential commercial and military expansionists such as Henry Cabot Lodge and Theodore Roosevelt. Moreover, the mostly Catholic Filipinos did not want to be Christianized at the point of a rifle, and they fought back. The Philippine-American War went on for several years, causing the deaths of more than 4,000 American troops and some 240,000 Filipinos, more than 90% of them civilians. In 1916, President Woodrow Wilson gained re-election on the popular slogan, "He kept us out of war." Yet shortly after beginning his second term, Wilson asked Congress to declare war. This war to end all wars did nothing of the sort, of course. Instead, the peace settlement at Versailles only ensured that the hostilities would burst forth again before long. Disillusioned, Americans resolved to stay out of future European squabbles. Yet in 1940, after war had resumed in Europe, President Franklin Roosevelt began to maneuver the country toward another plunge into the European cauldron. Recognizing the overwhelming public opposition to U.S. involvement, he told audiences during his campaign for re-election in 1940, "Your boys are not going to be sent into any foreign wars." He was lying, and he continued to lie about U.S. economic sanctions until they provoked the desperate Japanese regime to attack U.S. forces in the Pacific, giving Roosevelt the war he had sought on the sly for 2 years. In 1964, President Lyndon Johnson campaigned as the peace candidate, distinguishing himself from the allegedly bellicose Barry Goldwater. After his re-election, however, Johnson ordered a huge buildup in Vietnam, and eventually some 58,000 U.S. troops were killed there, along with millions of Asians. Recently, President George W. Bush urged us to trust him as he prepared for a military conquest of Iraq. He claimed to possess information showing that Iraq posed a grave, imminent danger to Americans. Whether it did or not, in the light of history, we were well advised to treat the president's claims with skepticism.
You've been listening to Robert Higgs, Senior Fellow at the Independent Institute and the editor of the Independent Review, a journal of political economy.